Female students at the National Autonomous University of Mexico in Mexico City are occupying faculties and schools to protest gender violence. Authorities have asked protesters to return control of the buildings as coronavirus cases rise in the country, but the students say that won't happen until more is done to keep them safe from violence and sexual harassment. Official figures say that the number of homicides in Mexico has climbed to a new high in 2019, reaching more than 34,000. Ed O'Brien has this report from Mexico City.
I'm at the National Autonomous University of Mexico, or UNAM, one of the country's most prestigious, where coronavirus isn't the only thing that's disrupting classes. Female students are increasingly demanding action against gender violence. The university suspended all classes on Monday due to the virus, but a number of UNAM's faculties and high schools have already been shut for months due to student-led protests. The Faculty of Philosophy and Letters has been occupied by students since November. UNAM's authorities have called for an end to the strike, particularly as coronavirus cases rise across Mexico. The Mujeres Organizadas of the Faculty of Philosophy and Letters, a group of female student protesters, have occupied the building. Dressed head to toe in black clothing that leaves only their eyes visible, they're meeting with a university technical committee to negotiate their demands. The Mujeres Organizadas say they don't want the virus to be used as an excuse to ignore gender violence. The two sides reach an agreement on some issues, including the promise of an apology by authorities for their failure to provide enough help to the family of Mariela Vanessa, who studied at the faculty until her disappearance in April 2018. She has still not been found. But a representative of the student group reaffirms they will not end their occupation of the faculty until all their demands are met. Female students at UNAM say they're concerned by incidents of abuse.
I study in the Faculty of Psychology and most of us are women. Because of many cases of violence, they installed panic buttons at the end of the bathroom corridors. It's a very big measure that makes us realize that the situation is very bad. But then also these panic buttons don't have the protocols they should.
That was Alejandra Lira. Students occupied her faculty in early February. Michelle Rivera studies architecture, which has not been affected by the strikes, but she has similar concerns.
Pues empezando, riesgos hay como de acoso.
In terms of risk, there's a harassment, obviously starting from inside the faculties by the professors, even male classmates. Luckily, it hasn't happened to me, but it has to many female classmates. It's like a direct invitation or a little more indirect. It's also happened to they take photos and suddenly you find them circulating around. And then, on the other hand, speaking more generally of the campus, it's very open and a public place.
Michelle Rivera says she's disappointed in the authorities' response.
I am not happy with UNAM in general because many faculties have not listened. There are many petitions by women in each faculty because each case is different. And unfortunately, UNAM has done nothing to resolve all of these things.
No ha hecho nada, ¿no? Por resolver todas estas cosas.
On Friday, Mexico closed all schools for 1 month to limit the spread of coronavirus. Classes at several of UNAM's high schools had already been disrupted in recent months by student strikes over sexual harassment. Authorities regained control of National Preparatory School No. 9 just over a week ago, but pupils of National Preparatory School No. 3 say they will maintain their strike. Complaints about gender violence in the education system are not limited to UNAM. At Chapingo Autonomous University, just outside Mexico City, there are no major protests over the issue. But students and professors I spoke to expressed frustration over perceived inaction from authorities. 15-year-old Nazaret Bautista Lara who attended the university's agricultural preparatory school, was murdered on campus in December.
El rector simplemente hizo una carrera para la paz.
The rector simply organized a race for peace, and a race is useless if they are ignoring us, if the harassment continues by teachers, students, workers. So no, the authorities did absolutely nothing to stop it.
That was Sanribon López Tapia, who attends Chapingo's preparatory school. Liliana Montaño, who teaches at the university, illustrates the scale of the issue.
There were 7 girls in my class the other day. I don't know why they trust me to tell me this, but 4 of the 7 girls had been raped, one of them in Chapingo.
Neither UNAM nor Chapingo responded to requests for comment by the time of publication. Students have played a prominent role in a broader movement to protest violence against women in Mexico. Following a series of high-profile femicides in February, International Women's Day was marked by a mass demonstration in Mexico City. Women across the country went on strike the following day. Students occupying faculties at UNAM have said the strikes will continue, which could make it difficult to hold classes online. The suspension of schools and universities in Mexico might help to limit the spread of the virus. But even when classes resume, it may take considerably longer to resolve fears over gender violence. Ed O'Brien in Mexico City for Radio France International.